This is Speaking of Writers on Capital Region Sunday. I'm Steve Richards. We continue our series as the Baseball Hall of Fame is doing a Museum Author Series program throughout the summer. Timeless stories of the national pastime are told every day in Cooperstown, but during the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum's Summer Author Series programs, individual tales of the game's fascinating past come to life through the writers who have chronicled that history. The Hall of Fame is hosting 14 Author Series events throughout this summer. And coming up this Wednesday on the 4th of July, it's David Rapp and his book, Tinker to Evers to Chance, the Chicago Cubs and the Dawn of America. Rapp explores the careers of Hall of Famers Joe Tinker, Johnny Evers, and Frank Chance, who came together in rough and tumble early 20th century Chicago and formed the defensive core of the most formidable team in big league baseball. Led by the three infielders, the Chicago Cubs won four National League pennants and two World Series championships from 1906 to 1910. At the same time, baseball was transforming from small-time diversion into a nationwide sensation. Tinker to Evers to Chance examines this pivotal moment in American history when baseball became the game we know today. David Rapp has been a political journalist and publishing executive in Washington, D.C. for more than 30 years. He is the former editor of Congressional Quarterly and Roll Call. Got his start covering Indiana sports for his hometown, Evansville Press. Happy to have David Rapp join me here on Speaking of Writers. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Happy to be here.
So I want to mention the local connection here is Johnny Evers, because he's from originally was from Troy, New York.
Yes, definitely. The boy from Troy.
So what led you to this book, Tinker to Evers to Chance?
Well, I'm a lifelong Cub fan, and up until just 2 years ago, a long-suffering Cub fan. Cubs had never won anything in my lifetime, and I was trying to figure out why it had such a hold over me all those years, and started looking back in their history and found this one period in their history when they were a dynasty, literally the best team in all of baseball. And I just got more and more curious about it, but really couldn't find that much that went that deeply into it, so decided to do it myself.
How did this trio, Tinker, Evers, and Chance, by the way, Evers, as I mentioned, was from Troy, Tinker from Kansas City, Missouri, and Frank Chance from California, so from all over the country, how did they help baseball reinvent itself, David?
Well, it's a long, complicated story, obviously. That's why it takes a book, but each of them had a unique kind of reason to come to the game. That's what really interested me. Why did they get interested in baseball in the first place? Because the game in the 1890s, when they were growing up, was pretty much a disreputable sport at the time. It was what I call a thug's game. It was violent, it was nasty, it was vulgar. And yet, in each of these parts of the country where they came from, these three boys gravitated to the game and really fell in love with it. And it became kind of a pathway for their own particular form of identity and social expression and things like that. In Johnny Evers' case, he was very much a product of the Irish-American Immigrant Society of Troy. And the Irish were looked down upon in the 1880s and 1890s, and yet they became some of the most formidable baseball players in the game. Every team had five or six Irish names in its lineup. And Troy was a baseball hotbed. I mean, people in Troy were just in love with baseball. And Johnny Evers kind of grew up in that environment and brought that passion to the game. In Joe Tinker's case in Kansas City, it was very much kind of a Midwest suburban culture, and he got involved with a group called the Society for Christian Endeavor, which was an early form of ecumenical religious expression for boys. They were really trying to attract boys back into the church. And so they started encouraging sports, which was looked down upon in the 19th century as kind of the devil's pursuit. And then in Frank Chance's case, out in California, which was pretty much its own little world out there for the second half of the 19th century, baseball became kind of an amateur Sunday passion. It was called Sunday's game. And people came from all, in every village had their own team, and they would play against each other, and it really became kind of a means of accomplishment a time when not a lot was going well for them out there. So each of them had a different reason and a different, and then they came to Chicago in 1903, in this kind of a hotbed of a city, a melting pot of a city, and kind of gave everyone in that city a reason to cheer. Even though they all came from different backgrounds and had different demographics and what do you call essentially a melting pot of society in Chicago at the time. And the one thing that unified the whole city was this team, the Chicago Cubs.
Chatting with David Rapp here, and speaking of writers, his new book is Tinker to Everest to Chance. He is appearing at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown this Wednesday, July 4th. This is part of the museum's author series programs. It'll be at 1 o'clock in the museum's Bullpen Theater this Wednesday at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I mentioned earlier, this really was baseball's first dynasty. Four NL pennants during this time, 1906 to 1910, and two World Series championships. Quite a stretch here.
It's hard to believe for anybody who's identified with the Cubs in the past 50 years, but the one word used to describe this team of 1906 to 1910 was invincible. They were literally a juggernaut in baseball. There was a couple of teams that they were serious rivals with, the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates, but none of them were as good as the Cubs at those times. And then the Detroit Tigers of Ty Cobb's era was the American League champion, and the Cubs beat the Tigers twice in the World Series in 1907 and 1908. So yeah, and that there was none of them who were actually superhero stars. Neither Tinker, Evers, or Chance were individually that well known or popular or that outstanding. But as a team, they really personified that kind of machine like efficiency. That expression "Tinker to Evers to Chance," which was the refrain of a poem written at the time, came to mean, kind of like we use the word slam dunk today whenever things go well. Back in the day, people used to say, Tinker to Evers to Chance, just like that.
Chatting with David Rapp here, and speaking of writers, his book is Tinker to Evers to Chance, The Chicago Cubs and the Dawn of Modern America. David, what was your research like, and what did you learn about these three men, and what surprised you the most?
Well, the research was fascinating. I started out in Troy, literally at the Rensselaer County Historical Society, which was a great resource for me in understanding how baseball came to be so popular in Troy, and how people like, especially young Irish American second generation kids, got absorbed in the game. One of the things that I discovered in my research in Troy was that there's an Irish game called hurling, H-U-R-L-I-N-G. Still played today, but it's an ancient Irish game that's it's like soccer but with a bat and ball, where players use a long wooden stick like a bat and knock a ball back and forth to score goals back and forth. And it requires a lot of the same skills you need for baseball, which is hand-eye skills and hitting a ball, and also the ability to catch a hurtling projectile with a bare hand, which back in the 19th century you did because they didn't have gloves. So I would just sort of research the world of hurling and found out it was a big and very popular sport among Irish American enclaves on the East Coast back then. And I think that I make the case that was why so many Irish kids were so good at baseball, because they learned essentially the basic skills of batting and catching through the game of hurling.
Chatting with David Rapp here on Speaking of Writers. His book is Tinker to Evers to Chance, The Chicago Cubs and the Dawn of Modern America. David, what would you like readers to take away from this book?
Well, I one of the big themes of the book is how baseball became a mass popular sport, where thousands of people would show up for a game on a weekday afternoon, as opposed to hundreds, where people would gather in downtown Chicago on the streets of Chicago to watch an electronic bulletin board. This was before radio, obviously, and they would broadcast games using a telegraph feed from the ballpark and a big bulletin board with electric lights on the side of a building that would show what runners were on base and who was at bat and what the count was, and 10,000 people showed up one afternoon in downtown Chicago in 1907 to watch this baseball game on a bulletin board. So anyway, baseball just it's the thing that I came away with in my research and I tried to convey in this thing is that over the course of this period, when the Cubs were so good, is also when baseball became so popular and so part and parcel of American society. It wasn't just the Cubs that caused it, but the Cubs were the personification of this new national pastime.
David Rapp, the book Tinker to Everest to Chance, the Chicago Cubs, and the Dawn of Modern America. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Steve. I really enjoyed it.
And David, again, is going to be appearing as part of the Baseball Hall of Fame's Museum's Author Series program this summer in Cooperstown this Wednesday, July 4th at 1 o'clock, and that'll be in the museum's Bullpen Theater. It's included with museum admission.